This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. He just got a COVID shot last Thursday. Now, Montana Governor Greg Gianforte has tested positive for COVID-19. His office says he was tested after experiencing mild symptoms. He'll isolate for 10 days. The number of coronavirus cases is rising again, and CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says many of the new infections are in young adults.
We are learning that many outbreaks in young people are related to youth sports and extracurricular activities. According to CDC guidance, these activities should be limited.
The jury in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin heard from the emergency room doctor who pronounced George Floyd dead.
Dr. Bradford Langenfeld testified he theorized the cause of death was asphyxiation.
That was one of the more likely possibilities. I felt that at the time, based on the information I had, it was more likely than the other possibilities.
Tape from Court TV. Prosecutors are trying to establish it was Derek Chauvin's knee on George Floyd's neck that killed him. Defense attorney Eric Nelson asked if there are other issues that could still lead to asphyxiation.
Drug use. Certain drugs can cause hypoxia. Agreed? Yes. Specifically fentanyl.
That's correct.
The defense argues Chauvin did what he was trained to do, and Floyd's use of illegal drugs and his underlying health conditions caused his death. I'm Ed Donahue.
But the police chief testified that Chauvin violated policy, police principles, and values in pressing his knee on George Floyd's neck. Six people were found shot dead in a suburban Dallas home after police say two brothers made a plan to kill four family members and themselves. The police say this was murder-suicide. Baylor beat Gonzaga 86-70 to win its first NCAA championship. This is AP News. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz says he will not resign from Congress. Here's our Mike Gracia.
In a column in the conservative Washington Examiner Monday, Republican U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida wrote, "No, I am absolutely not resigning." The 38-year-old Gaetz is being investigated for possibly violating federal sex trafficking laws, including having sex with a 17-year-old girl and other underage girls, according to people familiar with the investigation who spoke on condition of anonymity. Nathan Nelson, a military advisor who left Gaetz's office in October, told reporters Monday he was interviewed last week by the FBI. Nelson said neither he nor any other member of the staff had any knowledge of illegal activities. He added that he believes the charges against Gaetz are false. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a law allowing him to potentially hold on to power until 2036. He's 68. He's been in power for more than 20 years. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.